Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring and that's my fine wife, Beth. Hallelujah.
On September 9th.
Amen.
How about that? We're going to have Isaiah 54:4. Isaiah 54:4, do not fear scripture. And it says, do not be afraid. You will not be put to shame. Do not be discouraged.
Hallelujah. You
know, how many times would say that to us? It's really amazing.
I think he wants us to get it.
I think he does.
On today's call, we're going to discuss 7 ways to hush your circumstances. Mark 4:29-30. Mark 4:29-30, Classic Amplified. And he arose and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, hush now, be still, muzzled. And the wind ceased, sank to rest as if exhausted by its meat. And there was immediately a great calm, a perfect peacefulness. He said to them, why are you so timid and fearful? Why is it that you have no faith, no firmly relying trust?
Wow.
The disciples and Jesus were crossing the Sea of Galilee when a storm began to rage. The disciples were frightened, fearful, and faithless in the midst of what they perceived to be a deadly situation.
Which can happen to us sometimes
when
we're caught off guard.
Can indeed. Here are 7 ways to hush your circumstances or deal with the storms that you're facing. Number one, when trouble is headed your way, always do what Jesus did. When the storms of life rise up against you, be at peace. When trouble comes your way, do you find yourself having sleepless nights, tossing and turning, worrying about what may or may not happen? Don't you think Jesus knew there was a storm forming, about to turn into a dangerous situation? We should follow his direction, as found in the Contemporary English Version of Mark 4:38. Jesus slept in the back of the boat with his head on a pillow, and he was asleep. Matthew 6:34 in the Message Bible offers some great advice when it says, give your entire attention to what God is doing right now. Don't get worked up by what may or may not happen tomorrow. God will help you deal with whatever hard things come up when the time comes.
Wow.
I love that verse.
That's a very
great piece.
Important piece to remember.
Yes.
Scripture. Number two, always know he will never tell you to do anything dangerous without a way of escape. Mark 4:35, Classic Amplified says, on that same day when evening had come, he said to them, let us go over to the other side of the lake. The one key phrase in that, or the key part of that, is he said, let's go over to the other side of the lake, which means you're going to get there. If he said, let's go over to the other side. Do you believe that the Son of God knew what was going to happen before it ever happened? In Acts 2:23, in the New Living Translation, it says, but God knew what would happen, and his prearranged plan was carried out when Jesus was betrayed. With the help of lawless Gentiles, you nailed him to a cross and killed him. That's powerful. If he knew he was going to be betrayed and crucified, he most certainly knew about any storm on the Sea of Galilee. Since Jesus knew the storm was coming, do you really think that he would have put the disciples, those closest to him, in a position to drown and die? That was obviously not his course. He hadn't even started yet. In everything we face in life, no matter how great the temptation or seemingly insurmountable a problem may be, God always provides a way of escape. We covered this recently, but it's worth repeating.
Yes, it is.
1 Corinthians 10:13. I love 1 Corinthians 10:13. It says, there hath no temptation taken you, but such is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able, but will with the temptation also make a way of escape, that he may be able to bear it. Think of it in this term. Just came to me. There hath no temptation taken you. Sometimes the temptation is to panic, to lose your peace, to get, out of sorts. But there's not even the temptation to panic
That's
or lose
true.
Peace without him us being able to say to him, Lord, provide a way of escape for this panic and fear that grips me.
Amen. Number three, God is not moved by your circumstances, and neither should you be. If you're doing what God has called you to do, fulfilling his vision for your life, being obedient to his divine direction, stuff is going to happen. The enemy will do everything he can to render you ineffective for and to the kingdom of God. Isaiah 41:10 Message Bible. Don't panic. I'm with you. There's no need to fear, for I'm your God. I'll give you strength. I'll help you. I'll hold you steady. Keep a firm grip on.
Number four, this is the key to much in life. When in the midst of the storms of life, call on him and quote the word. Hallelujah. When trouble comes, who are you going to call? You know, the old movie back in the day, and boy, you had to be young, was who are you going to call? It's not Ghostbusters. It's the Holy Ghost for
That's
us.
It.
Hallelujah. Psalm 86:5 says, in the day of my trouble, I will call upon thee and thou wilt answer me. So good. If you need the peace of God in our lives, if we need deliverance from the storms of adversity, we can look to Jeremiah 29:12-14. Everybody knows Jeremiah 29:11. But seldom do people quote Jeremiah 29:12-14, but it is powerful. This is in the Classic Amplified. Then you will call upon me, and you will come and pray to me, and I will hear and heed you. Then you will seek me, inquire for, and require me as a vital necessity, and find me when you search for me with all your heart. I will be found by you, says the Lord, and I will release you from captivity.
Hallelujah.
Here's the revolution of the revelation. You can't quote what you don't know.
That's it.
That's called staying in the word every day. Then you're armed and dangerous when the devil starts to attack you.
Amen.
Matthew 22:29, New Living Translation. Jesus replied, your mistake is that you don't know the scriptures and you don't know the power of God. He'll build it up in you when you stay in the word.
That's it. Number five, when you rely on the word, all your fears will leave. The best reason not to be afraid is because the word of God tells you not to. Again, Isaiah 41:10, contemporary English version. Don't be afraid, I'm with you. Don't tremble with fear. I am your God. I'll make you strong as I protect you with my arm and give you victories. Psalm 118:6, Message Bible. God's now at my side and I'm not afraid. Who would dare lay a hand on me? I love that. Deuteronomy 20:1, Message Bible. In a few minutes, you're going to do battle with your enemies. Don't waver in your resolve. Don't fear. Don't hesitate. Don't panic. God, your God, is right there with you, fighting with you against your enemies, fighting to win. One more scripture. Psalm 139:5 again, Message Bible. You know when I leave and when I get back, I'm never out of your sight. You know everything I'm going to say before I start the first sentence. I look behind me, you're there. Then up ahead, you're there too. You're a reassuring presence, coming and going. This is too much, too wonderful. I can't take it all in.
Wow. Wow. Number six, when facing adversity, you need to tell your circumstances and those around you to hush. Sometimes you may even have to tell your friends, more properly known as acquaintances almost, in this instance, to hush. Because at the first sign of adversity, they're gone faster than snow on a snowman on a, 90-degree day. However, for those who either comment before, bolting or hang around, never let a second voice distract thank you, Lord, distract you from what you know to be spiritual truth and your ability to allow God's power to work through you. Mark 4:39, Classic Amplified says, "And he arose and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, 'Hush now, be still, muzzled.' And the wind ceased, sank to rest as if exhausted by its beating." It was beaten by the word of God. "And there was immediately a great calm, a perfect peacefulness."
Hallelujah.
That is so good.
Yes, it is.
And
number seven.
And we can do those things.
Yes,
too.
We can. It wouldn't tell us to if we couldn't. Seven, always be willing to learn in every situation. Philippians 4:11, New Living Translation. "I'm not saying this because I'm in any need. I've learned to be content in whatever situation I'm in." This scripture is most often misunderstood. It's not a scriptural admonition to settle for what you've got in life. I've gone through some things in my life, and I wanted to learn everything I could in those situations so I would never have to experience them again.
Amen.
Philippians 4:12, New Living Translation. "I know how to live on almost nothing or with everything. I have learned the secret of living in every situation, whether it is with a full stomach or empty, with plenty or little." You see, God clearly wants us to learn to survive, overcome, and be victorious in every adversity we face. We strongly suggest you meditate on Philippians 4:13 Message Bible. "Whatever I have, wherever I am, I can make it through anything in the one who makes me who I am." The only way God can mold you into the person he wants you to be is your willingness to learn from every situation you face.
That's right.
One final scripture. 2 Corinthians 1:3-4. 2 Corinthians 1:3-4. Message Bible. "All praise to God and Father of our Master, Jesus, the Messiah. Father of all mercy, God of all healing counsel. He comes alongside us when we go through hard times. And before you know it, he brings us alongside someone else who's going through hard times so they can be there for that person, just as God was there for us." That scripture has a lot of meaning for me, but I won't get into it.
It does. And you know, one other thing, watching The Chosen, Jesus, in one of the parts where feeding the 5,000, he says to Peter, "I know that people were hungry. I know that they were hungry, and I let them be hungry, but then I fed them." Sometimes we go through things and we go, "God, you there? Do you know what's happening here?" You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
But he's testing us and wanting to know, are we going to look to him? Are we going to try some drastic measure that's not going to work?
And he is testing.
Or do well.
He's testing.
Yes.
He's training us.
Yes.
For future.
That's right. To have faith and not panic.
Till tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern.
God bless you.
Please excuse me. 8:30 Eastern. God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts from the Word of God.
We love you. We appreciate it. I appreciate you. Sorry about the sneeze. Have a great day.